You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Eddie Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We have a studio full of KFUO staff today because we have an opportunity for you to come join us.
Yes, we do.
Come be a part of the team at KFUO. We're going to talk about internships at KFUO. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for your support of The Coffee Hour. You can find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us in studio, we have a whole slew of really awesome staff. We have our newest intern, John Feeney. John, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me. It's always been my dream to be on The Coffee Hour ever since I was a child.
You set the bar high. I suppose The Coffee Hour has been around for like, what, 7 years? Is that right?
2018.
So, yeah.
Yes.
Six years. So he could have almost been a child.
You actually probably, yes.
That could.
Technical classification.
Almost. Yeah, plausible.
That makes me feel old.
Also in studio with us today, Aubrey Blank, Digital Media Associate, former intern at KFUO Radio. Aubrey, welcome back.
Thank you.
And I might add, you have also been a guest co-host on The Coffee Hour before.
Yes.
So we get to learn about what you do as Digital Media Associate in just a little bit. And also in studio, Jordan Harms, the Media Operations Manager here at KFUO.
Or Mom.
M-O-M.
Yes. Hello.
And also from time to time, guest co-host here on The Coffee Hour.
Yeah.
Jordan, good morning.
Morning. Afternoon?
Morning.
We're recording in the afternoon, but it's morning if you're listening.
No, we're not. It's totally morning right now. Oh my gosh, I just woke up.
If you're listening to the podcast, I suppose it could be any time. Yeah. It could be 3 a.m.
Time doesn't exist.
Morning, afternoon, and evening, folks.
Well, let's zero in on John's story today.
Oh no.
Because he's our current intern. And I didn't give you a heads up, we're going to do a lightning round.
Oh
yes,
no.
Yes, it's been a while. I love these.
Oh no.
John, why did you apply to be an intern at KFUO?
There was various amounts of things. First of all, my mom told me about it.
She told you had to.
She made
following orders.
She said I was grounded until I applied and made the job. No. My mom showed it to me because we're all kind of looking around for stuff. My mom was looking around for jobs since now finally all the kids are like starting to get in schools and get out of the house. So she doesn't have to watch kids anymore. So now she wants to work. No resting for my mom. Work, work, work. I don't know how she does it. But while she's looking around, she also found that. And so she showed me it. And it really sparked interest in kind of two different worlds for me. There's obviously the fact that it's with the LCMS, which is, I have strong ties to. Both my grandparents are pastors. My dad, obviously, is a pastor. That's why I'm here, is because my dad moved here to be a pastor over at Prince of Peace in Crestwood. Mm-hmm. My mom is strong with it. She runs Swaddling Clothes, which is, I don't know if any of you know, but it's a nonprofit that provides food, diapers, toys for mothers in need for their children. And that really spread out. So just kind of my connection with the LCMS obviously is strong. Doing everything I can to share the love of God however I can. And it, even stronger, I guess you can get it even further out when you're on radio. So obviously there's the personal stuff. I can talk to my friends about my faith and the Word of God. But now I can go on the radio and help talk about the Word of God to people all the way across the country, which is really cool. And then there's the radio aspect of it. I took digital journalism classes my junior and senior year of high school. Those were really interesting. Everything about it, I was in theater, so I always kind of liked being not the center of attention, but in a way, being somewhere where everybody can see me.
Tracks.
There's a lot of theater people here.
Yeah. But there was that. The classes in high school, it was a lot more TV news based. So we didn't have a school newspaper, but we had school news that played Mondays and Fridays, and we would make YouTube videos, podcasts, things like that. So this is definitely heavier on the producing side, at least from my part of the job, definitely heavier on the producing side, which is really nice because that was something I always wanted to learn more about. A lot of times with going live back in high school, it was just, okay, press two buttons, then you're live, and the people on desk will cover it all. But here, there's 17 different things you have to do to make sure things go live. And then things go wrong a lot, like a lot of the time. And I thought, okay, like I'm going to a studio with a radio station, surely like everything is going to be okay all the time. And I was so wrong.
So much technology. There's so many possibilities.
You think that with all the technology, and this like goes for everywhere, you think with all the technology, it would be able to work itself out. And sometimes it just doesn't. Sometimes it just fails. But it's okay. I think definitely I've learned to adapt quicker. Mm. Not because there's been more things that's messed up here, but because of the environment I'm in where I'm around a bunch of people that definitely know what they're doing too. So it's not an array of high schoolers that don't know how to fix the problem and then the teacher's not in the room. So then you have a bunch of, a lot of the times it was like teenage boys trying to figure out how to work a computer and it was just not working out. But now I'm around a bunch of people who really know what they're doing. So if something goes wrong, like I was talking to Jordan about something that was going wrong earlier and then we automatically already have a plan to fix it and we're going to go do that. Probably right after we're done here.
It's a plan of a plan.
Plan of a plan. And if the plan goes wrong, the plan goes wrong. That's what happens sometimes. But yeah, with all of that being said, my interest in radio was strong. So it was kind of the best of both worlds. So I applied. I did an interview. I was terrified. I was about everything. I put on my clothes to go here. And I was like, what if this is weird? I wore black pants. I've never worn black pants to a job interview before. And I was like, this could be make or break. They could look at my outfit right now and say, no, we're not hiring this guy.
We totally hired our outfit.
Which we absolutely did.
But did an interview, felt really good about it. When I wasn't being asked rapid fire questions, that was also terrifying. So, but yeah. And then now I'm here and I love it here and it's awesome.
We have to know if you're ready to like work under like such
the
tension.
The tension in the interview was higher than any form of tension I've had here, probably.
Good. That's if you can funny. Get past the interview, you can do anything.
It's so true. It's very true. Yes, we do have a culture of problem solving here because when you have live radio, then stuff happens. You got to be able to think on your feet. So it's good. It is good that you're able to do that and you enjoy doing that. That is a very good skill to have. What are some of the other things you're learning other than problem solving? What are some of the other things you've been doing, the things you've been learning?
Ooh, So when Issues Etc. runs, that's me. I make sure it goes on and stuff. I just learned a lot about Issues Etc. The music is ingrained in my soul. I can probably tell you the names of every single person that's ever been on the show at this point because they just... But no, it's a lot different as I was talking about earlier because this is much more producing. Like I've never did anything like the voice tracking that happens on the radio, and that's it's not difficult, but it's definitely different. It's definitely like a different system that I never used before. Obviously, the software that gets used it differs place to place. The software here I'd never used before, but when you're actively doing it, you get more of an understanding for it. And I've done it enough to the point where I understand it pretty well. I had to record something of my own, a promo, where I'm editing things and putting music. And I'd never done that on this software. I did it all the time back in high school. I never done it on this software. But using the knowledge I learned from the other things I do on the software, like taking live recordings that were on air. So Chapel, for instance, Chapel goes live every day. We take that and we cut it down and put it out again. And other things like that, the podcasts that go live, we do the same thing, take it off the air, reproduce it. So after doing that and just everything else, it kind of makes it easy to, when you're doing a new thing on that software, you can kind of figure it out based off what you already know. So definitely learning how to adapt to different software is something that I've learned over time.
How do you anticipate using what you've learned here in the future? How will it help you in future endeavors?
That's a very, very good question. I definitely would like to do something like this in my future. The extent to which that's done can be different. Like this could be like a full-time job thing. This could be, if I want to go out and be a teacher, this could be like a class I teach. It's good to know how to do these things in case there's nobody around to be able to do them. It's extremely important to communicate to a mass group of people through radio is a huge way you do it. There's tons and tons of radio stations with tons and tons of people trying to get different messages out to all sorts of different people. So it's essential to have people that know how to do that. So just the knowledge of being able to make something broadcasted out to the larger population, I think is super important. Just making sure that I can always be someone that can help with that process of putting things out for people to enjoy.
That's fantastic.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic. And you mentioned the rapid fire questions in your interview. We're going to do that again, but this time on the air.
Oh, no.
Because we put every new person through this. Aubrey has also been through this. I think, Jordan, we put you through this too, I believe.
Probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only two people that haven't done this are Andy and me. So one of these days, that's going to have to happen on air for the two of us. We're the only ones that have gotten out of it. But, John.
I'm sweating. I'm terrified.
Everyone will know your answers now. Lightning round time. What is your favorite cuisine?
Oh my gosh, what did I say in my interview? I said everything. Okay, here's the funny thing. I got asked this question earlier on in my career, and I just said everything because in my mind I was like, oh, cuisine is food. And then I had a little thought that was like, no, you're wrong. And I was like, I'm pretty sure it is food. And something in the back of my mind was telling me I was so wrong. So I just decided, I said everything just to make sure that I, because it covered.
It's a blanket statement.
Yeah, it's a blanket statement, to protect me from the.
So knowing that it's a food, it's not a food. Yes.
I would say Italian.
Okay.
Italian. Right.
I think that's what you said in the, I think you might have said that the first time. All right, favorite.
It doesn't matter. You can change your answers.
All right, rapid fire question. Book. Favorite book. And we all know everyone loves the Bible.
The Bible.
Other than the Bible.
In addition to the Bible.
Probably, I read The Hunger Games this summer.
Oh.
I know, like, that's super late, but I watched the movie. I watched the movie, and then I was like, well, the movie's always different from the book. So then I read the books. Those were really good. So that's, yeah.
Okay. Favorite movie?
Instant Family. If you haven't seen it, watch it.
I remember
it.
This
it
answer.
Is, yes. It is heartwarming for all of my foster families. Watch it. I cried. I've never seen my brothers cry.
Bring the tissues.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Superhero.
Spider-Man.
Next question.
Duh.
Favorite historical figure?
Abraham Lincoln.
It's a good choice.
Dessert? Ice cream?
Ice cream. Chocolate. Cookie dough.
Oh, okay.
Chocolate cookie dough ice cream?
Yes.
Oh.
Like you put cookie dough in chocolate ice cream.
That is good stuff.
Extremely good.
Mm-hmm. A vacation destination.
I went to Europe over the summer. I went to Italy, and I want to go back.
Okay.
Italy was amazing.
Favorite office supply?
Yes.
Office supply. Oh, my gosh. Probably a stapler.
Okay.
I feel like, if you need a stapler and you don't have one, it's bad.
That is very true. That's wisdom right there. Favorite hymn?
Jerusalem the Golden.
That's a pretty one.
Favorite Bible verse?
Oh, man. I said this before, and I still can't remember the verse. It's where God is talking to Job about how he is so, like, his plan for the world is so much more complex than the human mind can understand. That it's really inspiring and comforting in a way, because it shows you that when we think things are going poorly, like, to us it might seem that way, but we're wrong in a sense, because God's overall plan is something we can't even comprehend. So, and it's interesting, like, I'm taking a psychology class, and you come to find out that we don't even know that much about the human mind, and it's in our heads, like, we've researched it and everything. So we don't know that much about the human mind. Like, who are we to think that we can understand God's plan? So that one, I need to find the exact verse.
Is it where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth?
Yes.
That passage, yeah.
It's good stuff.
There you have it, intern John Feeney. We're going to learn more about internships at KFUO in just a moment right here on The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We're learning about internships here at KFUO. I've been talking with current intern John Feeney. Now we're going to spend a little time talking with a former intern, now a full-time employee here at KFUO, our digital media associate, Aubrey Blank. Aubrey, when did you first start thinking, or what led up to your internship at KFUO? Where did that interest begin?
I've had a long-time interest in audio recordings, in voiceover. And so it was my dad who found out about I don't know if he actually found out about it. He wanted to introduce me to the radio station here, and he knows Andy Bates. And
who's that?
He was like, I think it would be great if you could get an interview and just take a tour of the studios and see what it's like. And so we got that set up, and I came to the IC and took a tour here, and I loved it. I loved the building and the studio. And then Andy said, we actually have an internship program and you should come. We'd love to have you. And so I applied and got the internship. And yeah.
You got to spend a while with us as an intern too.
You did two semesters, didn't you?
I did two semesters, like 9 months, I think.
Yeah. It was a long time, which was great. What were some of the things that you learned because you interned for a longer period of time? What were some of the things you learned during your internship? Some of the skills that you gained?
So I got to, the coolest is just knowing how to run the board and being able to operate that. That was probably the most fun for me. And doing voice tracking, so recording announcements that go out over the air. And audio editing, I did that. Organizing audio files, did a lot of that. Nice, good experience.
You're welcome.
So just becoming very familiar with how the whole radio station operates as a whole. So that was pretty neat.
Understanding the operation of the entire station, being the sole operator for a number of shifts as well. On a Sunday morning.
You were by yourself.
Like in the building.
It's
scary.
But also really becoming very familiar with the programs too that we have on KFU. Knowing about every program and knowing a lot of the content of every program. Mm-hmm. Because behind the scenes, you're doing a lot of the production work. What do you get to do now as digital media associate?
So with digital media, I've been doing a lot of our website posts. So everything that goes out on air gets posted to our website as a podcast. So I get to take charge of all of that podcast uploading and posting on our website. And I'm also doing work with social media. So making some of those posts as well. It's been good.
It's been so great because Aubrey has taken over a lot of my duty, a lot of the daily duties that I was doing for a long time. So it's been awesome having you as a digital media team now. We have a team for digital media now, which has been really, really great. What's your favorite? I know it is. We get to do like video and stuff now. It's awesome. Do you have a favorite thing that you're doing right now?
Oh, I think I do enjoy the posts.
Yeah.
There's a lot of creativity that goes into that. And so I enjoy getting to play with fonts and graphics and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's true. There's a lot of playful creativity going on there. Now, Jordan, you oversee our interns the majority of the time. What are your expectations? What do you want interns to be able to do and learn when they're here?
Yeah. So I'm flanked by my interns right now, former intern on my left and current intern on my right. So I have to be careful what I say, but I don't really have, there's not really an overall base expectation I have for any one intern. I think the beauty of that is sitting on either side of me right now, because Aubrey started out as a production intern in the radio station, and now she's part of the digital team.
Right. Yeah.
Doing digital stuff because she sort of double dipped a little bit when I had, you know, when she got through all of those audio files that she was organizing that was very helpful and needed to happen. I sent her your way, Sarah, because you had extra stuff to do, like posts, which she's doing as a part of her main job now. Mm-hmm. But one of the sort of overall expectations I typically have is matching the interests of any given intern and trying to cultivate what they want to do, because we've had interns that come in with experience in nonlinear editing. We've had cinema students, journalism students, high schoolers and college, sort of different age ranges. And what I'm really looking for, and what we're looking for, I'm gesturing to Andy as well, when we're interviewing, and Sarah, you've interviewed a number with me as well.
Yep.
We're really looking for a desire to learn and an interest in what they're doing. And then what I try to do, this might not be the case, but is cater to what they find more interest in doing. There are those tasks, and I don't want to use the word mundane, but there are those tasks that are consistently needed from every intern, like working at the board, literally just being a warm body in the chair with a highly functioning brain that can manage the board during our live shows in the afternoon, in the mornings, running our regular programming with producing like morning and evening prayer, Oratio, and those types of programs that, in all honesty, are a tremendous help to the team as a whole. And that's part of real life. When you get into a real job, you have the things that you enjoy, like you enjoy doing the posts, Aubrey, with the creative bits, but then there's the day-to-day stuff you have to do. You, John, enjoyed making that promo the other day or yesterday, and you got to apply some of those skills that you learned from other aspects of your job and create something from scratch, basically. But you also have to more or less babysit the board to make sure nothing breaks. But I know while I'm in a different part of the building, or Andy's working on, or Andy and I together are working on something, I know that there is someone there at the board who knows what the buttons and knobs do if something goes wrong. And that is incredibly invaluable for a radio station, because the two big things, the one big thing we always say is no dead air. That's our number one goal. But the other thing I always say is to always remember that the radio is always on.
Yep.
It's always running. Right now, the radio is running. You're listening to the coffee hour, but in the background, there's all these processes happening at any given time. We're playing music. We're playing programming. We're playing spots. All those have to go out on time and play correctly. And if something breaks, when something breaks, somebody being there to make an announcement to our listeners, to play sacred music, to handle it, is a peace of mind I don't think you can understate. And hopefully my interns here have experienced that. But, you know, Aubrey went on to work here in a totally different department, but is still, she's pretty dangerous now because she knows how to do production stuff.
She knows everything,
yeah,
actually.
She can do it all. You know, John has different interests depending on what he's doing. I think he really likes doing the announcements.
I do.
But he also is good with the board ops and he's confident. We've had interns go on to change their majors to broadcast, to audio journalism. And we've had interns, you're one of them, Aubrey, who's developed passions for podcasting in their own time, if and when they find the time to do it, or if they're already doing it, I don't know. But it's to answer the base question, what are my expectations? It's sort of a baseline, be competent and hungry to learn things. Mm-hmm. And then from there, the sky's the limit, really, depending on what you like to do and what you don't like to do. I'm still going to teach you the stuff you don't like to do, but but that's part of, that's part of, I think that has, right, that's part of being an adult and part of having a job. And there are aspects of that here at KFUO. There's also a unique opportunity to use modern technology to proclaim the good news of Christ all over the country, like you said, John, and opportunities to learn technical skills, creative skills, however your brain works. It's our goal to try and find that niche and cultivate it for you. So
what are the opportunities for internships?
Well,
I mean,
we're
John's
always
not with us forever.
Right, I know. We're always looking for production interns at KFUO. I know that we'd like to include digital interns probably at some point, Sarah,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. You could
great.
Always use more help. And
always
you could also do both as an intern. Aubrey certainly did.
Yeah.
But there's other opportunities throughout the LCMS too that are not just KFUO. I won't be totally selfish, but typically it's anybody, if you have some kind of media experience, communications, journalism, audio engineering, video engineering, videography, digital cinema. The scope is pretty wide. We can probably find something for you to learn more about in your field. and you'll probably pick up a couple things outside of your field that you didn't know you were interested in. So the opportunity is pretty wide.
So who is eligible to apply? Because we have internships posted. Mm. Spring internship is posted already at lcms.org/careers. High school and up, right?
High school and up. Yep, we'll take you all the way through college.
I should clarify.
I think we specifically 16. Said 16 and 16 up. Yes. And really, it is your experience and, you know, I'm going to be that guy. It's your attitude. That's what we're looking at. So if you think you're worthy and up to the challenge and you can handle the lightning round of questions.
That's true. You do have to get through that.
Then you should apply.
And you never
come
know
hang out with us.
Where a KFUO internship could go. Might end up
exactly
doing digital media or maybe producing some episodes of the Coffee Hour. That's Aubrey's right. been doing that.
Yeah.
To producing some episodes of the Coffee Hour as well.
And that just sounds fancy. I mean, I produce a show.
Right? That sounds super cool when you tell people that.
Yeah. So if you want to be able to say that, come be an intern.
LCMS.org/careers. You can find the KFUO spring internship posted there and learn more about other opportunities here at the LCMS International Center today. Our guests today, John Feeney, Aubrey Blank, and Jordan Harms, all part of the great team here at KFUO. Thanks so much for joining us on the Coffee Hour.
Anytime.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
You've been listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.